Jeremiah chapter 28. And it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah king of Judah, in the fourth year, 3532 AH, 510 BC, and in the fifth month, A flat, July, August, that Ananiah the son of Azur the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spoke to me in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within two full years I will bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's Jehovah's house temple that Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon took away from this place, and carried them to Babylon. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah the son of Jehoiakim king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah, who went into Babylon, says the Lord Jehovah, because I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah said to the prophet Ananiah in the presence of the priests, and in the presence of all the people who stood in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. Even the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen, let it be. The Lord Jehovah do so. The Lord Jehovah perform your words which you have prophesied, to bring again the vessels of the Lord's Jehovah's house temple, and all that is carried away captive, from Babylon into this place. Nevertheless, hear now this word that I speak in your ears, and in the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before you of old prophesied both against many countries, and against great kingdoms, of war, and of evil, and of pestilence. The prophet who prophesies of peace, when the word of the prophet comes to pass, then the prophet will be known, that the Lord Jehovah has truly sent him. Then Ananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck, and broke it. And Ananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Even so I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon from the neck of all nations within the space of two full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Then the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Jeremiah the prophet, after Ananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and tell Ananiah, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah says, You have broken the yokes of wood, but you shall make for them yokes of iron. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon. And they will serve him, and I have given him the beasts of the field also. Then the prophet Jeremiah said to Ananiah the prophet, Hear now, Ananiah. The Lord Jehovah has not sent you, but you cause this people to trust in a lie. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah says. Indeed, I will cast you from off the face of the earth. This year you will die, because you have taught rebellion against the Lord Jehovah. So Ananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month Tishri, September-October.